Hello, this is Ryokyu Endos, Prime Dharma Talk. This is what you learn in clinical psychology, that when we are in childhood, a child knows that without parent, we might not be able to survive subconsciously. So, even we mistreated, or treated negatively, we subconsciously or consciously think that this is your fault, you're my fault, or it's because I am bad boy or bad girl, or because I'm not valuable enough, etc. Even you grew up as an adult, we still have the child part in our heart, of course. Therefore, if there are a sadness or suffering happening in our heart, especially you can't find the reason or cause of it, or you don't know what the cause of it, you will think that this suffering, this sadness is because of me, or think that, oh, this is my karma. It means that it's my fault, as we were feeling that when we were in childhood and mistreated, but we think that it is my fault. Well, you don't need to think this way. Human being, deep inside of our heart, we are sharing the subconsciousness. Deep inside of our heart, we are sharing the karma. So your suffering and sadness could be the appearance of the sadness and suffering of other person. Either that is who are living or who already has been passed away, the spirit. We have Buddhist word that suffer instead, daijuku, which means suffers instead of other person. Especially we call it daijuku of the bodhisattva, to purify karma of others. Some bodhisattva born as a handicap, or some bodhisattva live like a Jesus. As you know, he suffered to purify the karma of the human being. Therefore, no need to think that your suffering and sadness are because of you. But should we just sit down and suffer? To suffer and be in sadness has meaning, yes. But this can be also transformed to something valuable for the world. Your sadness can be transformed to the tender, kind heart for other person. Your suffering can be transformed to your strength of your will. And if you put energy, more it can, might can even transform to the sense of humor. Sadness and suffering can be the source of the energy to do something creative, art activity, whatever. There is a famous prayers of Jesus. I'm not sure this translation is right, but as heart of God manifest in heaven may manifest in this ground, in this world. If you are living in the human world, once in a time you will experience that ugliness of the human being, injustice, ego, whatever. How much Jesus experienced ugliness of the human world and human beings. And I can imagine every time he experienced the source, he has prayed that as God's love of God manifest fully in heaven, may it manifest in this world. There are no ugliness in heaven or pure at all. Pure, egoless, and full of the caring. That is the world of heaven and pure. How much he strongly wished that to change this world as a heaven. How much he wished to transform people's heart to love and caring for others. How much he suffers and sad, and he must have been prayed every time he experiences sadness and suffering. This prayer, based on these prayers, with chanting mantra, with visualizing the image of internal God of Buddha or external God of Buddha, and if you keep continuously pray 1 hour, 2 hours, purely just pray, there will be starting to be connection of the real connection of yourself, of your heart, and the great spirit of the universe will be produced. This you start feeling as a body sensation, something like circle, and even image as a tunnel between yourself and the great spirit of the universe, which is just no wall, but there's a hole and there's a way that to connect yourself and the great spirit of the universe will be produced. You can feel it, and you can imagine clearly, and you can feel with body sensation. Through this hole in the wall, you can enter into the great spirit of the universe, and through this hole in the wall, the great spirit of the universe can enter into your heart. In Buddhism, we call it this: I enter to Buddha, Buddha enter into me. Nyingma Ganyu. Jesus also says that God, I am in God and God is in me. When this clear connection between yourself and the great spirit of the universe, the feeling of the connection, In Buddhism, we call it the faith. And this is a sign of the beginning of the enlightenment. When you are in sadness and suffering, transform your sadness to the tenderness, kindness to others, empathy to other people who have same sadness, and transform your suffering to your strength. Make this the source of your energy for your spiritual practice and prayers. I am wishing that you will find a way and the clear, strong connection between yourself and the great spirit of the universe, whole in the world will be produced, and let your heart shine in the universe. Thank you.